And again, Texas is the extreme case, with one person in four uninsured. At the other end of the scale, in Massachusetts, only 1.9% of the population is uninsured. 98.1% has insurance since 2006, when the state passed a health care law that mandated coverage. From member station WBUR in Boston, reporter Martha Biebinger brings us the story of one Massachusetts man who is now insured.
Peter Brook is one of the 439,000 residents who has coverage as a result of the state law.
We don't have anybody that does the landscaping around here, so...
51-year-old Brook bends his wiry body against a chain-link fence to tug at grass invading a narrow flower bed.
Kind of looks like a wild jungle after a while, but it's better than the barren concrete look of most of the blocks around here.
Landscaping is one of the many odd jobs Brook takes on to cover his basic needs. 5 years ago, before Massachusetts started offering free and subsidized coverage, he could not afford health insurance or the insulin and needles Brook uses daily to treat his diabetes.
When I didn't have health insurance, I'd use a needle for 30 days, like 150 shots or something, and so it gets a little bit dull.
When Brook had complications related to his diabetes, he didn't have money for care. The worst was a digestive problem that would bring on crippling stomach pain.
I would tend to hole up in the fetal position at home, and then over the course of a week or two, my skinny body would lose 25, 30 pounds, and then I'd end up looking like a death camp survivor.
And then there was the time Brook fractured his pinky and set it by taping the broken section to his ring finger. It's still crooked. Today, Brook has free health insurance and a regular doctor at the South Boston Community Health Center. Brook's only cost is a $3.65 copay for prescriptions, which adds up to about $14 a month.
I now have good health care, so that is a weight off of my mind. It's been a year and a half since I've been in a hospital, and for the first 50 years of my life, I never went 6 months without having an inpatient hospital stay for one thing or another.
While Brook's care is free, Massachusetts, with help from the federal government, spends roughly $182 million more a year on health coverage for low-income residents than it did before 2006. That's according to the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. Brook worries about the cost of health care.
Who's paying for it? Where's that money coming from? If society were a human being, then they're dragging a ball and chain down the street on their ankle.
Brook, through a religious group called the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, is lobbying legislators in Massachusetts to control health care cost increases so that coverage will be affordable. As lawmakers finalize bills, there's a vigorous debate underway about what state government can or should do to limit spending on health care. For NPR News, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.